Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart, the Lord speaks to us, his people. He loves us, he speaks to us in the heart. That's where the will is formed. And when you have the love of God in you, your will can become his will. And because you may not know his will, until you learn the word, you begin to know his will. And then when the Holy Spirit guides you, you learn more of his will. And when you go through the process of healing, you understand his will. The Lord is governing. If you ever, people accuse God falsely because they don't understand what's going on. God is governing. He's protecting his kingdom. He invited us into his kingdom. He wants us in his kingdom. He made provisions for us to learn of his kingdom. He made provisions for us to prosper. He made provisions for every facet of our life, every portion of our life, every manifold position of our life. He's made provisions for us. And he's governing. Now he told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. When God gave us instructions, his instructions help us do the very same thing. We are made in his image and in his likeness. But we have to learn how he works and how he does things and why, in order to agree with him. The more I learn of God, the more I agree with him. Because I understand, I've grown to understand what he's doing. Daniel said that none of the wicked would understand. They would do wickedly and they will not understand. He said it twice. But those that do know the Lord, they'll be strong and do exploits. Now, we do things that are strong and we do exploits against the world system. And we do God's will here. We do it God's way. We do it in his strength. And we learn from the process. As we heal in our life, we learn to prosper. Understanding how to prosper is very important. And I've heard so many roadmaps to prosperity, but the real roadmap is the one that Jesus taught. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. And what he said says a lot in those few words. The reason is, if you don't understand, if you're not learning the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then whatever you attain can be lost in the fight. But if you take time and learn his ways and do it his way, remember, time is always happening, but you can harness the provisions of time. The provisions of time is as you go about doing good, godly good, and like my pastor said, being spiritually successful, you're helping other people see, and it becomes wiser for God to give you more information because he can trust you to use it wisely and help other people see him. You believe and you're helping other people believe. Remember, we always produce after our type, after our kind. So when you heal, you're helping people heal the way you heal. And God will give you a tailor-made healing process. Now, I talk about my testimonies a lot to inspire people to do the same thing, but God will give you a tailor-made healing process that you'll understand and you'll be able to do the same thing. And we're varied people. What's important to me may not be as important to you. What bothered me may not bother you, but something does, and something you're equipped. Being made in God's image, never underestimate anybody. And I learned this when a long time ago, the Amway salesman, I got an Amway for a while. But it was a good experience. I used some of the principles in my business. They had good principles, but they got it from God. They said, tell everybody about Amway. He said, sometimes the most unusual people will end up being a direct distributor. You don't know who's going to get excited. And that's the same way with Christianity. It's the same way with business. Some people will see hope that others don't. And they'll go forward and do great things. And if they don't, they'll be a customer. That was the, you know, at least they'll get saved, you know. In Amway, if they didn't become a direct distributor, they'll be your customer. That was the goal. And if you do what they said do it, and to do it the way they said do it, it surprisingly works. But I didn't enjoy that business. That's the only reason I didn't continue it. It does work, but I didn't enjoy it. I worked at a grocery store. I didn't want to create another one. I like cars and I like, but I use the principles in my business, the business that I like. Now, the Lord loves us and He cares about us. As we follow Him, we learn things we couldn't learn any other way. And He's full of principles that guide us to truth. And when you follow Him and you do what He said do, your life will work. And with that, as your life works and you go forward, you share things that you learn and you begin to understand God's position and how He governs. Now, people say, well, if there's a God, why is there so much chaos and confusion? Why is there so many wars and bloodshed? Because man don't listen. And they merit all the problems you hate. They bring it on themselves, and they bring it to others. Greed, lust, these are the things that you got to reject. We don't just receive salvation, we reject darkness. If you don't reject darkness, it will consume your life. You have to understand that so that you can navigate properly. Now, I'm saying all these things because when you understand the Lord and what He's doing, you have compassion on people. And you have compassion. You thank God that He is. If you understood the magnitude of the spiritual war that we're fighting, Satan has been around a long time, long enough. He needs to come to an end. And he will. Daniel said there'll be an end to sin, which means that there'll be no more insurrections. Which means that I just have a feeling. Man being made in God's image over time can become worse than any devil if they let sin consume them. I don't know how old Satan is. I don't really care. But before God made Adam, that was Lucifer. God made Lucifer. He didn't make Satan. And Lucifer fell for the same reasons people don't come to Christ now. He loved the world. Pride, greed, lust. This is your monster. Now, when you look at what happened, Lucifer's kingdom fell first. God destroyed the earth. When we first met God, He was restoring the earth. Restoring the earth. I have biblical proof that He restored it. He said, let there be light. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was void. And it was void and desolate. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Now that denotes judgment. That denotes disaster. Something happened because God don't make things that look like that. Just like He didn't make Satan. God made Lucifer. His focus changed. He looked at all the prestige that God had and the beauty that He had and the wisdom that He had.
He looked at his own, Lucifer looked at his own beauty and wisdom and all the prestige that God had and desired it for himself against God. And that's how Satan began. He became Satan, a disaster. Now, I'm going to tell you something about sin. Sin grows. It doesn't stay the same. It doesn't remain weak. It gets worse. And when that process happens against a person, it destroys everything. It hinders them from learning the truth of God's word. It hinders them from going forward because it's a trap. Sin traps Satan. He can't go back to being an angel now. His heart is very hard. And he's still motivated by his evil purposes. And if he was able to succeed, he'll do just like Alexander the Great. He'll go nuts. Alexander the Great took over the world and became a... He died young. He died a drunk. You can't... Sin doesn't work for you. It consumes everything. It consumes you. And then because your likeness is distorted, whatever you do and whatever follows you will be just as distorted or even worse. Remember, Jesus said that to the Pharisees. He said, you look high and low for a far and wide for a proselyte. And when you find one, you make him twice the child of hell than you are. So we have to, you know, whatever we are, that's what we produce. And when people learn things wrong, then they produce what they are. You know, there was a guy who cut the grass too low. They wanted, the bosses wanted the grass cut real low, and they would drag the skids on the ground and wear them out. And he trained everybody else, and everybody does the same thing. They drag, they wear the skids all the last 30 years. They don't last a month where I work. And because they were trained wrong. Now, what you put in motion, stay in motion. You know, you'll be gone, and they'll still do it for years. And one day somebody's going to train somebody else that was trained wrong. And it's going to get worse and the same. It's going to be an extension of the wrong training. And I say that to say this. As we get to know the Lord and understand Him, we can train people right. We can do as far as we get in life. God can use whatever we attain to help others see Him. And if people can stay focused on the Lord, they won't do like Lucifer did. There are many people who started out with good intentions. When they were poor, when they first started, they depended on the Lord, they focused on it. Then as they prospered, they started focusing on the people, ministry-wise. I've seen a lot of churches make this mistake. They focus on the people, they focus on the success, they lose focus on God, and they become something that they didn't really intend to be. And then they can't tell. And you can't tell because your focus is fixed on what you're doing for God. Just like the Laodiceans, they had a reputation for being the people of God. The world can't tell the difference, but God can. They became something that He would spit out. And Jesus warned them to change, go back to that first love. Stay focused on the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Even after you prosper, what do? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Instead of making hundreds, you're making thousands. Instead of making thousands, you're making hundreds of thousands. Instead of making hundreds of thousands, you're making millions. What do? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The kingdom of God is designed to prosper in an exponential way. And it's also designed to give in an exponential way. How much food can you eat? How many beds can you sleep in? How many houses can you live in? How many cars can you drive? Prosperity and the overflow is to help others. You're going to get what you desire the most in life, but, you know, 1 Peter will give you strong, 1 Peter, 1 John will give you strong family committed ties. You'll have good relationships. And your family, your friends, the friends you choose, you'll have good relationships. With God's abilities, you'll be able to enjoy other people without greed, without lust, without jealousy, envy. All those things will be gone. And you can thrive in life and help others do the same. You'll have healthy relationships. With healthy relationships in place, you don't have to work as hard, because you won't be getting divorced, paying for another house, paying child support. You'll be living the way God intended in the first place. And you'll come to a point you'll be able to help other people. My sister found out that my parents was helping people along the way of their life. They found out that they had been helping people for years. Counseling people, talking to people, helping people. They help people with their bills, and nobody knew it. They live the gospel that I love. A lot of things they've done, I didn't even know. And it's amazing and refreshing to learn about. So when you follow God, you can do things you normally could not do. You can be blessed. You can have the kingdom of God, if you pay attention to what He's doing. The kingdom of God will help you grow from glory to glory. You will be able to see what you don't see. You'll be able to do what you don't do. You're living in His strength. And you understand that God is governing, and you can appreciate it instead of being angry about it. People teach that God is in full control, and He's not. Satan is out there doing things against God's will. And people are out there doing things against God's will. And if you don't, if you're doing something that you shouldn't do, you're doing, God is not, He didn't make you do wrong. A man told Kenneth Hagin, said, God can do anything. He said He can't even make you pay your tithes. And the man just, he couldn't say nothing, because God don't control every choice. He gave us a pattern of life, and we can choose to follow it or not. And some people are poor, some people are wealthy, because some people listen and some people don't. Some people listen and they got interrupted by others that don't. Some people they have the wisdom to be wealthy, but Satan hindered them. if they didn't have satanic interference, they would do fine. Some people could be the president, or they could do great things, but because of who they married, they'll never be those things. And there's a lot of healing that need to take place in people. Until people heal, they do things in the dark, and they can tear down what you build up. It's important to know this. When you live with your eyes open, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you have a comparison. You're able to compare the kingdom of God against the kingdom of the world. You see the world for what it is. The kingdom of God exposes the world for what it is. And when people make worldly choices, you see plainly that they're wrong, and that they have no right in them. And it won't work. You understand these things. So as you follow God, you can do things you normally could not do. And you learn things that others don't learn. And you see things that others don't see. And God can cause you to speak far beyond your years. God is governing. I wondered, why hell? Why did He make hell the way He did? If you look back, He made us in His image, and then there's a lot of fallen angels that and demons and things that we don't really want to know about.